The history of rock and roll. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. So much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Frankie Valli's first record on his own, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, outsold anything ever done with the Four Seasons. The pop chart sweep of the history of rock and roll moves from 1967 to 68 with one of the biggest and longest records of the year. Composer Jim Webb discusses the way MacArthur Park was recorded.
We recorded the tracks from MacArthur Park here in Los Angeles at Sound Recorders. We overdubbed the strings and horns here, and then we took them to England, to Lansdowne Studios on Lansdowne Road in London, and overdubbed Richard's voice.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
Richard Harris came from the stage and motion pictures to become a pop singer. Yuma Sakiela broke into pop from jazz, an almost equally difficult transition. His biggest record from 1968 was Grayson and the Glass. The history of rock and roll continues in a moment with the music of Burt Bacharach.
You know, it wasn't as easy. You know, starting writing songs, I thought it was about the easiest thing in the world. When I heard a lot of songs that were, I thought were bad songs, and I figured I could write better songs than that. Well, I went the whole first year of my writing. I couldn't even get a song published.
Composer Burt Bacharach.
And from something that looked so simple, it was really that difficult. About 6 years ago, Hal David and I started writing together, you know, just about exclusively, and found a girl named Dionne Warwick, and you know, everything has been kind of marvelous since then.
The history of rock and roll.
Trains and boats and planes are passing by. They mean a trip to Paris or Rome.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Street and
to cry each time we meet. Walk on by.
You see the sky. This guy is in love with you.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Burt Bacharach and Hal David are a modern music and lyric team, one of the best and most distinctive creative combinations in contemporary music. They've written hits for the Shirelles, Chuck Jackson, Herb Alpert, and Dionne Warwick, who pays tribute to them on the history of rock and roll.
I work with two perfectionists, and I've kind of grown accustomed to that. And it's very hard, very, very hard, especially when you work with a man who musically feels there are no boundaries to music, where, like, as in heart, it starts off in 5-4, it goes to 4-4, and to 3-4 within a two-bar frame, and ends up in 7-8, you know. And, like, you have to be as much a musician as he is in order to really appreciate what he's doing. The musicians that record with us are also kind of groovy people because they dig the fact that they're really playing music. Hal David, as far as lyrics are concerned, I don't think there's anybody greater who has ever lived or will live than he is. He is such a sensitive and real human being that's what comes across lyrically. So then it's my job to kind of transport their feelings, you know, and not because I, you know, am their only artist, but I don't think there's anybody else that can interpret their music the way that I can, because I know them. I practically live and breathe them.
Herb Alpert made his vocal debut with a Bacharach David song, which he discussed recently for Rockumentary Microphones.
Being a very close friend of Burt Bacharach's, I asked Burt if he had any songs that he thought I might be able to sing. So he was right in the middle of working on the score to Promises at that time. And he didn't have time to write a new song. I asked him if he had any songs that he had written in the past or that had been recorded that he felt might have been misplaced. And so he mentioned this song, This Guy's in Love with You. And I heard the original demo that Burt made playing piano, and I loved it so much. We made a couple of alterations with the lyrics, and then Burt had about 3 or 4 days free time here on the coast, and he arranged it, and we went to the studio, and it just sort of happened.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause
singing trumpet players and singing actors brought different sounds to 68, as did the Moody Blues, an English group who employed the London Festival Orchestra as backup musicians on a song called Tuesday Afternoon. history of rock and roll continues with the voice of Stevie Wonder.
When I was about 2 years old, I used to always sit in front of the radio, you know, just listening. I really didn't know what was happening. But as I grew older, the radio became even a greater part of me, you know. Music, definitely. My first harmonica, I got from a guy that he had on his keychain.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of.
History of rock and roll.
Joined Stevie Wonder on the record charts with Spooky in 1968, a good year for O.C. Smith. He'd almost made it a couple of years before with a song called That's Life, but a cover version got all the attention. The breakthrough for O.C. Smith came with a Son of Hickory Hollers Tramp.
For the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. Late at night, a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollers Tramp.
The history of rock and roll moves into the conclusion of its pop chart sweep with a French instrumental, one of 1968's highlights.
The history of rock and roll.
Love is Blue brought international fame in 1968 to Paul Mauriat, a French orchestra leader. The year also meant stardom for a singer who'd spent several years in the relative anonymity of small folk clubs, José Feliciano. His first hit was a combination of many kinds of music, jazz, folk, soul, and Spanish, all applied on a rock and roll structure to Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
And we're gonna get much higher. Oh.
With a mixture of influences embodied by Jose Feliciano, the history of rock and roll ends its 12-hour pop chart sweep. The next 12 hours will be devoted to a similar treatment of rock music, from its early days to the present. The late Alan Freed tells it like it was. Next